Welcome to today's market report.
Earlier in the session, hopes of extra stimulus in Japan and strong China trade data had boosted Asia shares. The combination of exorbitant expectations, nosebleed valuations, and slowing macro environment make the go-forward reward risk outlook less attractive, according to Cornerstone Wealth in North Carolina. Data on Friday showed the U.S. economy created 235,000 jobs in August, the fewest in 7 months, as hiring in the leisure and hospitality sectors stalled, reducing expectations that the Fed will opt for an early tapering of its monthly bond purchases. The market took the surprisingly soft U.S. payrolls report on Friday in stride, with the assumption that COVID-19 Delta variant had an impact on economic activity in August, according to Brokerage National Holdings in New York. Speeches by a number of U.S. policymakers later this week will be closely watched for any indication about how the weak jobs report has impacted the Fed's plans on tapering its bond purchases and keeping its expansive policy for the near term. The recent equity rally started after Fed Chair Jerome Powell's dovish speech at the Jackson Hole Symposium in August. Given that before Jackson Hole, many FOMC members had come out in favor of tapering on a tight timetable, we will see if they confirm or align with Powell's more moderate message, according to Anthelia. U.S. government bond yields rose on Tuesday, continuing the climb seen on Friday in the wake of the jobs report and ahead of a fairly busy week of treasury auctions. BPUSD is consolidating the sell-off below hourly distribution, a sell-off that came at the start of the London session. GBPUSD trades some 0.35% down on the day in a strong US dollar environment, traveling between a high of 138.56 and a low of 137.67 on the day. The dollar is getting some traction. The dollar index is up today for the first time after six straight down days and has recouped its post-non-farm payroll losses to trade near 92.50. With full markets engaged again following the North American Labor Day holidays, investors are still digesting last week's non-farm payrolls disappointment. The Federal Reserve is fixated on maximum employment as the trigger for the timing of starting to taper down their QE program. This matters for the pound because it has been regarded as a risky currency due to the nation's twin deficits. This makes sterling a least favorable investment for investors at times of risk-off among other currencies or those nations with opposing fundamentals. Markets are conducting themselves with risk-on or risk-off approaches, according to the Fed narrative at any given day and subsequent changes in sentiment. This can be posed apart from one day to the next at the moment. This is creating higher volatility in Forex, which is a bonus for traders seeking to capitalize on larger intraday price movements. Eurodollar was down 0.18% at 118.47. The renewed dollar strength on Tuesday seems to be forcing the pair to edge lower.
This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.